And good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Ron Klinger. You are dialed in to the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in H-Town. Bring a little bit more of energy this week because guess what? Last week, I was down and I was out. So I do apologize. We're back to our regularly scheduled program today. And I'm excited to bring, hey, every now and again, if something works, you go through the wash, rinse, and cycle and repeat, right? So we're going to repeat. That's what Pete said. Repeat. We're going to go, hey, this is part two of the quote show. Like, totally. I don't know why I went all Valley Girl on you right there for that moment, but I did for some strange, bizarre reason. Hey, listen, you got to follow along. I got folks already dialed in out on Facebook. We are streaming live, but you can only see my ugly mug if you hop on over to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Again, that is Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, streaming live as we speak. Listen, text line's going to light up today. Light it up. 281-892-1972. That text line, again, is 281-892-1972. You got a quote that moves you, that shakes you, that bakes you, that puts a little pep in your step, that gets you moving and shaking and baking, then we want to know what that is for you today. Send it into the text line right here in studio. We'll dial it in, we'll share, we'll give you some props, give you some shout outs. When we come back, it's about inspiring you to take massive action to drive your success, to unleash your success here on the Unleashed Radio Hour.
My name is Quint Narron. I played Michael Orr in the movie Blindside, and I play a coach in the movie Greater, about gridiron legend Brandon Burlsworth. Bleacher Report recently named Brandon the greatest walk-on in the history of college football. Brandon was an example for us all, a legend on and off the field. One woman said at a screening, quote, "I'm gonna drag every young man I can find to go see this film." So grab everybody you know and go see Greater.
Greater, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters this Friday.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7, 1-800-469-9964, 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, love me a little AC/DC coming back from that break. You're dialed in again. I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, which is a production of Motivational Transitions. And as always, you can learn more. Just hop out online. Go find unleashedradiohour.com. You can also go out and find motivationaltransitions.com. Reach out, connect. I want to be connected to you. Hopefully, we're connected to you out there online. You dialed in. You're listening. Today, I'm bringing some energy. Today, I'm bringing some pump. Today, I'm bringing it because today, look. I don't know about y'all. I think this is really, really, really. I know Wednesday is hump day. Mike. We know what day it is, Mike. I love those commercials from Geico. Hey, you know, that was not a paid endorsement. I just happened to share an opinion. But Geico, if you're listening, come on board. That's all I got to say about that. Listen, hey, and it only takes 15 seconds to make a difference on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Oh, wait a minute. That was a quote. That's the purpose of the show today. Hey, this is the quote show, part two. Yes, I like to do things. I like to sometimes, hey, when it works, do it again. When it works, let it happen again. When it works, make sure you're taking care of business for those that are listening and dialing in today. Listen, love having you connected. Again, streaming live online. People giving thumbs up, giving me some giggums because I am an Aggie. Loving it out there on Facebook. Thank you for dialing in and staying connected. So listen, you know, when I say the hump day, and I talked about that just a second ago before I went on my little tangent to stay connected to you, is listen, I know a lot of people in the area, in H-Town, in Houston, and the surrounding burbs that are dealing with, it's back to school week. And guess what? By now, you made it through hump day, but like Thursday, it's like, oh my gosh, is it only Thursday? I don't know about y'all, but in my house, we still trying to get back to our flow and back to our rhythm and back to where, you know, we're totally in sync with the start of a new school year. You would think we've never been here before, all right? But we have, and it's just, hey, it hits from speed bumps. It's like, we need what? Lunch money how? Lunch pack by who? All those wonderful things that you know, homework what? That have to happen to get us in sync. So I thought I'd try to bring a message today that kind of picks you up, gets you moving, get a little pep in that step as you go out and tackle your Thursday. Friday is tomorrow, and for some of you like TGIF, oh, wait a minute, that's another quote, thank God it's Friday, right? But my point being is, quotes have this way of moving us, of inspiring us, of challenging us, of having us think differently. And that's part of what I want to be able to do today. See, I want to start out with some quotes that really, the reality is our success is dialed in and tied directly to the action that we take, right? Look, I can continue to go on. Words may show a man's wit, but his actions show his meaning. I can go quote upon quote upon quote. I don't trust words. I trust action. See, the part I'm trying to get to you today is part of the piece of this equation on the quote show, part do, is I want you to do. I want you to get out there to unleash the best that you have to find whatever inspiration so that when you're feeling down, wait just a second. Here comes one of my characters from Winnie the Pooh, Eeyore. Oh, it's me. Time to go to school today. That you get a chance to get up and move. It takes action. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen, I have witnessed, I have observed people that get beat down. They get run down. They're stressed out and it's time out. And sometimes it's just those key words. Those words that have the chance to resonate, to get you to move, to take action. And that's part of Pablo Picasso. Love this. This is going to be a show of quotes. Pablo Picasso said, action is the foundational key to all success. Action is the foundational key to all success. So, newsflash. Action is absolutely critical. Now, listen. You're like, but I don't know where to start. Oh, it's me. What do I do? I got all these things on my list. Hey, I don't care if you've got a to-do list, an action item. Oh, I like action item list versus to-do list, although I like it when they are to-done. But listen, it's about action, and that's the key that I want to start the show out with today. I want you to think about what could you do to drive your own action? What could you do to help bring out the best of what you're trying to accomplish and achieve on a daily basis? Now, if you follow along on the show at UnleashedRadioHour.com, you can go out there and see the reason why I'm starting with action. The reason why I'm starting with this success is I want to help those of you out there in a new beginning, in a new start, whether it's a new academic year, or heaven forbid you're a parent like me, that you got 3 kiddos or 2 kiddos or 1 or 5 or 10, because you got the Brady Bunch, and you're trying to get them on a positive path. You see, here's the reality of what it takes to be successful, and I love this, and I believe in this wholeheartedly. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Let me repeat that. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. So let's talk about that for a second in the mindset of where everyone is trying to find the rhythm, because the rhythm's gonna get you. Oh, wait a minute. I won't pull any of that. I wonder if my sister from another mister was listening in and wondering where that Sheila E. just came from. But listen, the reality of the situation is this. Think about your day. Think about the things that you do. Think about the habits that you create that either A, drive your success, or B, get in the way. Yes, I paused for a moment. Because one of the things that I know that you need to is, one, are you willing to learn? Are you willing to adapt? Are you willing to try something differently to produce different results? We're going to talk about that later on in the show today. But the reality is what I want to dial into you, and I'm using quotes to do this, as I'm going to go back to this quote, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. So let's put this in a work-related situation. You have a sales team. And you know darn well, if you're in sales, you're going to hear the word that you don't want to hear more often than you're going to hear the word that you want to hear. The word you don't want to hear is no. The word that you want to hear is yes. You don't want to hear those no's, but you know you have to go through so many of them to get to the yeses that's going to help you be successful, what you're doing, what you're selling, what service you're trying to provide, or how you're trying to go about your business. Case in point, advertising. If I want advertising, I have to know that I'm going to have to go out there and I'm going to say, hey, we'd like to have your support for the Unleashed Radio Hour, and I think I've got a great partnership opportunity. Can you tell I've been practicing my sales pitch? My point with that is, people are going to tell me no, and they have, and that's okay. The key is, if I keep going at it and I keep and I possess that willingness to refine my craft, to refine my message, and keep peeling away at the onion, we'll make progress. But I keep doing those small things repeatedly, learning, growing, doing that day in and day out. That's what it takes. You see, you're like, well, Ron, I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to get started. And how many of you out there might be in that case? You're like, right now I'm just kind of making it day to day. And you know what? Hey, that's part of life. But if you want more from what you're doing, if you want more and whatever more means to you, whatever that success is, then you've got to start putting in action. So the first thing I want to challenge you today, right here out of the gate, is I want you to do an activity, whether you're listening to this live, don't do this while you're driving down the road, that would be a bad idea. But when you have a moment of time of reflection, the first thing I want to encourage you to do, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. You need to find time for you. Whether you're a parent and you got all these other responsibilities, one of the things that I absolutely believe in wholeheartedly is the following. You make the plan so that you can work the plan, because when you don't have a plan, you get what you plan for. Yeah, I came up with one. That's one of my quotables. All right, that in my world, that's known as a Ronism. All right. But the whole point is, you got to do a little bit of planning. Now, I'm not one to sit here and to advocate that you plan every minute of every day of every hour of your life. But what I am saying is, what are you doing to maximize, to get the best investment of your time, your energy, and your resources that matters to you? See, you got to have some planning time. So that success being is the sum of small parts repeated day in and day out is, are you finding time in your day, or heaven forbid, if you have to, your week, where you get an opportunity to consistently, habitually create the habit of planning, of putting things in motion? See, and I'm going to continue to go use some quotes, because one of the things that I love about this is, you're like, well, I don't know if I can do this, and I don't know if I can do that, so I'm not going to waste time planning it, because, oh, it's not in my control, or, oh, I can't do this, or, oh, all that negative speak, throw it out the front door. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of the negative speak. Start focusing on you. And here's the next quote that I want to give you. So if it's about action, if it's about doing things repeatedly, here's one. And I've got this as a little pocket positives for success. And that is the moment that we're talking about today. We're trying to help you be successful. This is by Henry Ford, and it's one of my favorites. Whether you believe you can do a thing or believe you can't, you are right. It's amazing how simplistic that is. Whether you believe you can do a thing or believe you can't, you are right. So the whole point is, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, when we have a belief in ourselves of what we can do and can't do, it actually winds up happening. Why do I say that? Lord have mercy. Did any of you watch the Olympics? Did any of you watch the Olympics? Miss Ledecky, who you absolutely killed not only Olympic record in her competition, but a world record. If she didn't have the belief that she could do that, would that have ever happened? Would that have, and she didn't get there by, I don't know, sitting on the couch, exercising my thumbs, up, down, beast, trigger, shoot, whatever. No, it's because she took action, invested the time and the energy and the effort. I guarantee you that her success was tied to the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out to produce the results that she was trying to do, which was gold in a way that's never been seen before. Killed it in that 800, if I'm not mistaken, if that was a race that she just abolished, demolished, and killed the world record. The world record, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think that started by her not believing it couldn't be done? or believing that it could, I do believe it. She felt, I can go out there and do this, and put forth the effort, had the habits that led up to that success. What does that mean? Whether it's in your business, or you're back in college, or you're back in school, or you're a parent trying to help your children get through school in a successful way this academic year. It starts with a belief, it starts with creating a plan, and it starts with putting those repeated efforts in and day out to make a difference. That's what we're trying to do here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to make a difference, give you tools, information, and resources, and today, some inspiration at a time where, hey, I know you probably already hit the wall, right? I get it. It's the first 2 weeks every year when the kids go back to school, at least in my household, I feel like the first 2 weeks are the absolute transition time. So what I'm here to say is, it's going to get better. What I'm here to say is, start making a plan, start adapting, and start taking massive action today. I get all excited, I get tongue-tied. Hey, listen up. We're going to coach it up. We're going to love it up when we come back from this break. There's a little red whistle being bad as always. We'll talk to you on the other side. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Better education, stronger economy, effective leadership, these are the pillars that Dr. Brian Chu believes are essential for a solid community and economy. Brian knows firsthand the privileges and rights that America offers its citizens. He's achieved the American dream and now wants to give back by serving you. Learn more about the evolution of his conservative values and work ethic online at brianchuforTexas.com. Support Dr. Brian Chu for the Texas House District 149. Learn more at brianchuforTexas.com.
One of the dangers for people who are retired or retiring soon is to let their guard down. In 2008, many people lost 30 to 50% in the stock market crash by not being prepared. This time, will you know when to get out?
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
2-7 p.m. tonight, Hilton Garden Inn, Sugarland, or 1 p.m. Saturday, Hyatt Place, The Woodlands. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302. Again, 800-994-0302, or stop by.
This is Business 1110.
All right, sweet home, Unleashed Radio Hour. That's what it is for me, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, excited. Like I said last week, a little down and out. Today, feeling much better, much more the man of me, ready to rock, ready to roll, ready to help. Give you some words of encouragement, some inspiration, some motivation to take action, and massive action is what we're talking about today. In that line, the path to success is to take massive, determined actions by Tony Robbins. I can't agree with that any more than what that is and the energy I'm trying to bring. Because if you take massive, targeted action, you say, these are the things that, oh, speaking of which, targeted action with some music playing in the background. Hey, you're going to produce the results that you want to see. Take action to see reward. Do nothing and be ignored. I love it when it also rhymes. Of course, I didn't come up with that. That's something that I just read offline. Hey, and I'll share some of these as well, too, out on Unleashed Radio Hour, out on Facebook, and make sure that last quote, take action to see reward, do nothing and be ignored, is Matthew Fryer. Hey, it makes sense. Hey, because something that you need to understand, we've been talking about action. We've been talking about having that power of belief. We've been talking about the repeated actions daily and day in and day out that help to produce successful outcomes. That's what we're talking about. And look, the key is you've got to do it. And what people need to understand, and I need you to hear something loud and clear. And if you've got quotes you'd like to share, if we're out, hey, get them out on Facebook. You can message through the show page at Unleashed Radio Hour. You can put them on the video if you're watching us streaming live. Or guess what? You can text 281-892-1972. That text line is open here in studio. You got a quote you want to send in, feel free to send it. You want to say, hey, Ron, the show is rocking, man. You can do that too. Or, hey, if you'd like to even get on air, 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817. Give us a holler. I won't even charge you a dollar. Try to have fun with y'all today, and hopefully it's working, and hopefully that wasn't just another bad joke from Ron. All right, moving forward. So listen, we've talked about getting and taking repeated actions for your success. We've talked about making a plan so that you can work the plan so you get the results you want. We talked about, you know, Henry Ford and having the belief, right? Whether you believe you can do a thing or believe you can't, you are right. You know, and a big part about this is, and I got another quote that I want to dial into. When we start talking about that, it's not just about having the belief. It's not just about the plan. You know, it's also... Reality is, it's about the attitude that you possess, that you bring to the table. And I go back to my character. Always me, not going to do anything today. Well, then you won't. If you wake up every morning and say, today's bad, today's terrible, today is blah, and you want to verbally vomit all over Facebook and everything else that you're doing, then guess what? You're going to get what you get, and you can't throw a fit. It's going to come back to you. You reap what you sow. You get what you put out there. And here's the quote that I want to share with you. Again, this is the quote show part two. And I love it. Sorry, having fun today. So this is by William James, who is an American psychologist and philosopher. 1842 to 1910 is when he had the chance to use the time of his life that he had. And I love this quote because it ties into something else that we're going to add into. And this is about attitude. This is about an approach to what you do day in and day out. The greatest revolution of our generation is the discovery that human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspect of their lives. Now, I'm going to repeat that because that is, he's going back, 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 back. He could go deep. I'm going deep with this one. The greatest revolution of our generation is the discovery that human beings, by changing the inner attitudes of their minds, can change the outer aspects of their lives. You see, it starts right between your ears, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with the thoughts that you put in and day out. It starts, I hate to bring one from Saturday Night Live from Stuart Smiley, when he looks into the mirror and says, well, how's it go? You're good enough, you're smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you. Yeah, it's about that belief and that attitude that's going to get you moving forward. You believe you can and you will. You know, and one of the things that I think is extremely important is, okay, listen. I guarantee you everyone out there is going to connect to this message. And that is, I guarantee you all of us are out there, and we have people around us. I call them the pigeons and the seagulls, right? Those pigeons and those seagulls, you know what? Pigeons and seagulls are really only good for two things. Squawking, squawk, 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 squawk. And that's just the verbal toxic ramblings that they bring into our lives that just do us no good. Complaining about virtually everything that takes place. Who wants to be around those people? Nobody. Hey, and what else are they good for? Squawking and pooping. So squawk, squawk, squawk. And then they leave a mess for you to clean up. So listen, hey, if you don't like where you are at, guess what? You can move. You are not a tree. But in order to move, you've got to take action. And if you don't take action, uh-oh, wait for it. Hear the music. Hey, then your success is going to be living on a prayer.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
This is Business 1110.
All right, all right, all right. had to run across the hall. That scared Andy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That I made it back in studio in time. Hey, I was getting a little choked up, getting a little emotional today. I'm back in studio. I'm excited to be on the mic. Excited. I'm so excited that I'm just tying my words together. So don't quote me on that one, because today is the quote show part deux. Hey, Anthony, thanks for looking out for me. Yeah, brother. Hey, I got me some H2O, and that's some high quality H2O, just to let you know. And if anyone can name that movie out there, that'd be awesome. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Let's see if anyone can name it. Text it in. Hey, 281-892-1972. 281-892-1972. Right? And hey, and that's literally too legit to quit, right? So look, quotes, we can drop them all day long, whether they're song lyrics, whatever the case might be. But what I'm trying to do is to get you incited, to get you enthused, to get you pumped up. You know, I mean, do what, hey, first of all, what gets you moving? What gets you, hey, Waterboy, way to go, Anthony. Yes. What gets you excited about your day? See, that's where you need to put your energy. That's where you have to do what needs to be done. Look, Norman Vincent Peale, love this one. If you're not getting as much from life as you want to, then examine the state of your enthusiasm. And I want to talk about that a minute. I want you to stop, collaborate, and listen. Sorry, can I get an amen?
Amen.
May I have another?
Another.
So we had to get a little break and pause in there. I need Andy here. Hey, look, so my point of stop, collaborate, and listen is, when is the last time you actually took care of you? When was the last time as you, the listener, said, hey, you know what? I need to get me a little going here. I need to get some pep in my step. And I keep bringing that up in today's show because that's the enthusiasm and the excitement that I think we have to approach our day. And when we do, it's contagious. Just as contagious or in the negative sense of those pigeons and seagulls that go around squawking and pooping, making a mess. And someone's got to clean that crap up. Literally and figuratively speaking. And no one wants to be around toxic, negative Donald and Debbie Downers, negative Nancys, negative Neds, whatever you want to call them. We got to lift people up now. Come on. There's so much negativity in the world around here. I'm trying to be a beacon of light right now today to try to inspire, to motivate you to take massive action, to stay engaged, to have the belief in yourself that you can do what you set your mind to. I don't know what that is. I don't. I have the questions to ask you, but I don't know what you're working for. Is there a certain career you're trying to do? Is there a financial a goal of attainment that you want to have for your research? I don't know. I don't know what it is for you. But I do know this, if you do not define what success looks like for you, you can't measure it, and you sure as heck can't manage it. And see, a big part of that is getting going. You know, here's another one, Oliver Wendell Holmes. As life is action and passion is required of man that should share the action and passion of his time at peril of being judged not to have lived. I'm going to repeat that one because it's kind of deep as well. This is by Oliver Wendell Holmes. A life is action and passion. It is required of man that he should share the action and passion of his time at peril of being judged not to have lived. I mean, how many people do you know that just go bouncing through the day? Here comes Eeyore. How are you doing? I mean, I don't know about you, but I like being around people that get a little excited about what they do. I like being around people who are passionate about what they do. I like people who have an idea on how to take massive action to produce the results, and they don't complain, and they don't whine, and they don't go around negatively dumping on other people. So I got my brother sent one in here. So you don't want a fish sandwich? Oh, that's just wrong. I'll leave that one well alone. We'll leave the magic that took place in that movie's quote as well alone. But anyway, as we move on, look, the reality is you are in the driver's seat of your life's journey. Now, you may say, Ron, there's things outside of my control. I can't control getting laid off. I can't control everything that's going to happen. But what you can do is you can dance to the music that's been played to you. You can dance to the music if you have some pep in your step, some purpose and some passion, and a plan and a path. Then you can take that massive action to produce success. But it starts with the belief that you can. Because if you don't believe you can't, you're right. Hey, we're going to dance to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rejuvenate. Be inspired. Refresh. Sounds like some realities you want for yourself this year? Then embark this fall on a 15-day all-inclusive Mediterranean cruise of a lifetime with Business 1110 KTEK. Sail the pristine Mediterranean waters with celebrity cruises on the luxurious Silhouette. With thrilling stops in Rome, Naples, Jerusalem, Athens, and more, come experience sites like the magnificent Sistine Chapel, the historic Western Wall of Jerusalem, the beautiful Greek island of Santorini, and more. This is not just a cruise. You will follow in the footsteps of key historical figures and be engrossed in the sights and sounds of the societies that established what we experience today in government, culture, and faith. Come and visit the extraordinary cities of antiquity, 2,800-year-old ports, and more on a journey with the interactive vibrancy of faith and culture. Board the footsteps of the Apostles Mediterranean Cruise, September the 22nd through October 9th. For more information and to register for this once-in-a-lifetime trip, go to business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
All right, all right, all right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're dialed in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. We're firing it up today. This is not the danger zone. This is the inspirational zone. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, as heard here only on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio. Hey, but guess what? Guess what? This is also out. You can go out, listen to the podcast. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, all the shows are recorded. And if you miss any of our past shows, well, guess what? Ba-da-da-bump. We missed you. Go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com and follow along. Hey, the podcast, I got a couple of them to update. Yes, I'm about 2 weeks behind. I'll get them there. I will. It's just been kind of chaotic. But listen, I got to take massive action to get that updated today. I got to have a plan, so I need to practice what I preach. So, look, I don't know if any of y'all have quotes out there that truly make a difference. You know, there's an analogy that got shared here on the Facebook live stream that I appreciate. Thank you for connecting. Continue to share your quotes. You can text them in at 281-892-1972. Again, that text line, 281-892-1972. You know, the reality is, and I love this from a friend, Daryl. It says, you know, a person has a choice in life. They can either be a battery charger or a battery drainer. Works in personal life and your profession. Absolutely right. You know, and to dial that in, to give it another way, if y'all want resources out there, great book to read in that same environment, it's a book by John Gordon called The Energy Bus. And in essence, and not necessarily for the battery, but talks about how there are energy vampires that literally suck the energy out of us in our lives and in our workplace. And how do we make sure that we don't, you know, so we got to manage those people around us. But those folks aren't, I'm sorry, y'all, not much fun to be around. I don't think they're going to help you unleash your potential. All right? So why I went to the Southern Baptist, I have no idea, preacher, but I did. But listen, you know, it's about what needs to happen in your life, and only you can determine that. And that's the hard part, because a lot of times people don't know what they don't know. You know, I've had the pleasure and the gift and the honor of sharing SMART goals. You know, that's just another area of success with the Hugh O'Brien Youth Leadership Seminar here for the Texas Gulf Coast. You know, and these are high school sophomores that just finished their sophomore year or in between their sophomore and their junior year, literally just within days after the academic year ends, and teaching them how to set those goals, how to identify what's important to them. And I've talked about a lot of that on the show already. You can go out and listen to the podcast out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. You know, but today's purpose, what I want to really dial in, you know, it's about having that plan. It's about getting started. It's about taking action. You know, it's truly a big opportunity. You know, hey, things are going to come along that you just don't know when things may present themselves to you. You know, it's an opportunity. You know, again, there's so many different ways. Action may not always bring happiness, but there is no happiness without action. And I keep coming back to that action, because it's the element of success in all we do. You're not going to go to another job. You're not going to advance in life in areas you want to advance if you don't take action. And you have to, again, I bring it up, you're in the driver's seat on the bus of your life's journey. And it truly begins with having an opportunity to dial in to truly know what you believe in and align your actions accordingly. But without action, and here's the thing I was talking about, ladies and gentlemen, there's another form of action that doesn't produce results. It's called inaction. But it is in itself a form of action, because you're making the choice to do nothing. And when we get to that, you know, those are the things that I'm trying to dial in to make sure that we talk about, that, you know, when you have an opportunity to take action, here's the thing, you ready? You know, take chances, make mistakes. That's how you grow. Pain nourishes your courage. You have to fail in order to practice being brave. You got to marry Tyler Moore. You've got to pick yourself back up and move on. And one of the things that's going to happen, that things that constantly and consistently occurs, is you're going to error, you're going to make mistakes, but the reality is how you respond, that's character. That's who you are. That's what you believe. That's what needs to happen. And you know, a lot of successful people are risk takers. Unless you're willing to do that, to have a go, fail miserably, and have another go, success won't happen. And that's Philip Adams, who is, imagine this, is an Australian writer and radio broadcaster. So, again, a lot of people have that fear of failure. So they don't take action, or their action is inaction. They do nothing, you know, and then they go around, where's me, time to do what I got to do today. This isn't any fun. You know, I don't know about y'all, but we only got so many days that we get the pleasure of being vertical and putting one foot in front of the other. And I want to maximize that. I want to help you maximize that. You know, I have an opportunity where I have the gift of getting to get into organizations and help coach and manage and lead other people. And you can learn more about that at motivationaltransitions.com. And yes, that was a shameless self-promotion, but it's what I feel that I have been called upon to do. It's what I bring some passion to doing. This radio show is a part of getting that wider message out that we just need to be able to find that source of our purpose and our passion. You know, there's so many quotes that are out there that I could just go on and on, but I'd love to hear from you. I we got another segment we're going to hit into. It's going to be a relatively long, short segment when we wrap this one up, but I'd love to have your quotes. Quotes about action, quotes about purpose, quotes about passion, quotes about results, about planning, anything in the nature to help you drive successfully towards the goals and the dreams and the aspirations that you have. Because it doesn't just happen. That's a four-letter word called luck. And sometimes we do have a little bit of luck. I'm not going to deny it. But I'm going to rely on me a lot before I rely on luck. I'm going to put myself out there so that what I'm able to accomplish and achieve is truly, because I'm working it, I have the faith and the belief that I'm using my gifts, my talents, and my strengths to serve and to be of service to others. Oh, by the way, that's my personal mission statement. Do you have one? Do you have something that epitomizes what it is that you are put on this earth to do? You know, and I say that because, I don't know, it gives me the ability to say no to things. When guess what? I don't really want to do that because it doesn't fit into my wheelhouse, or that's not aligned with me or what we're doing, or however I want to accomplish things in life. So my point to you is, you know, you got to get dialed in. You know, speaking of that, I just stumbled on at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. You know, here's one of the quotes that's out here that drives me, that grounds me, and what I just said is important to me, which is being of service to others. Your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance, which is what I'm trying to lead, is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. And that comes from Kevin Hall, author of the book Aspire. And I aspire to lead, and to serve. So whenever I get challenged, and we all do if you're ever in a servant leadership role, if you're volunteering or giving, people are going to challenge you. People are going to try to knock you down. People are going to try to put what they want ahead of whatever the need is that the organization or the group or, heaven forbid, the team needs from you. So how do you get yourself back on track? Because there's always going to be those people that are going to try to knock you down, no matter what. No matter how that message comes to you, no matter what it is, there are people who are going to feel the need to tear you down. The question is, do you have your negativity repellent on? Do you have your defenses up? And part of that, in my humble opinion, is, as crazy it sounds, get some meaningful words, and I use these quotes as a part of that shield, something that can, and create your own quotes. I don't really care, but something that helps you stay dialed in. so that when you start talking and going forward, when you start moving things in the direction that you want, you are in the back. I keep saying it again. You're in the driver's seat. You have the opportunity to move things forward. So look, I'm still looking for some quotes. I'd love to have you out there. I'd love to hear what those quotes are that move you to take action, to take massive action, to do what needs to be done in order to produce the results that you want to accomplish, that you want to achieve in your life. You know, we've got to find that inspiration somewhere. We've got to find it and sometimes it doesn't hurt to get that inspiration from others, you know, and that purpose. And here's one. I tell you what, I love this individual, Bishop T.D. Jakes. If you've ever had a chance to watch him, the brother can preach, let me tell you. All right. And here's what dials in. And this is one of those quotes, again, that I go back to that I think really kind of brings everything together today in today's message about being successful, about unleashing that success in your life, about creating the plan, about taking massive action, about being purposeful with your what you're doing. And I think this really kind of encapsulates everything I'm trying to get across today in one quote. And here it is. If you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion, for your passion will lead you right into your purpose. And so, again, I asked you to do this earlier. What are the things that you get excited about? What are the things that when you look at that you can totally lose track of time, that you're inquisitive about, that you want to do more of, and you just can't seem to get enough? There's that thirst, that quench. Wait a minute. I got to give me, speaking of quench, give me some water here. That was a joke. Sorry. I really did kind of need some water, but sadly, I didn't even drink any. So case in point is, what is it's going to, what's going to move you? All right. I mean, heaven forbid when my kids were younger than they are, and I still use it every now and again. You know, I have no problem when they're not getting shaken and baking and moving. Hey, maybe it's music that inspires you. I don't know. But when I talk about needing to move, yeah, it's probably not very appropriate. But hey, when they're like lagging and ain't getting out of bed, I have no problem. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You've got to move it. All right, it's about action. What do you got to do to inspire you? What motivates you? In essence, what do you get excited about? And that's where you need to pour your time, your energy, and your resources in. Those things that help you bring the best of you every single day. Because I may be crazy. We already know the verdict already. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We already know I'm crazy. Can I get another?
Another.
But my point with that is, if you find out what you're passionate about doing, no one can stop you. No, we didn't go dead on air. I wanted that to stop and to pause and to resonate. Because life is too short, ladies and gentlemen. Life is too short. And I can quote that one. I can also sing the rap by Too Short himself, but I won't go down that road because it's not clean for the airwaves. But my point, life is too short. And you have to drive that journey. You have to be the one that has figured out your purpose, that flows from those things, those actions, those activities that you are passionate about. And that will lead you to your purpose of what you're here to do, to accomplish and to achieve, and how you are to exist. But again, I come back to it. It's about defining success. It's about creating a plan. It's having the belief in yourself that you can do it. Second reference from the movie Waterboy here today, because it's football season. I don't know. But you got to do it. I love this, the fact that the music is Eye of the Tiger. If that doesn't get you going and get your foot stomping, I don't know what does. So again, dialing it back to music. Hey, if music moves you, then more power to you, because we're going to move to a break. I want your quotes. Send them in. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-469-9964. 1-800-469-9964. Again, that's 1-800-469-9964. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
Okay, hey, I'll be getting down here in studio, and if that music doesn't move you to take some action, I don't know what does. Hey, football season in the air. Yeah, I love football, so I get a little passionate about that, make sure I'm out there. My point on bringing the energy is I hope that it's overflowing into you. My cup is runneth over today, and I'm trying to share the love, trying to inspire, trying to get you to move forward, because look, it's about moving. You've got to move it. It's about taking action. Listen, I got two quotes that I'm going to give. I got my little book here today of quotes, and I got many of them in my casas. But listen, you know, here's something I want to share with you. Both of these quotes are by Thomas Edison. Genius by all means, by any measure of what he's done and the contributions in his time on the face of this planet have made. You know, what's your contribution? At the end of the day, what will you achieve or accomplished? I want to know, what success look like for you? What actions are you going to take to get there? And what moves you to take massive action? You've got to have it every day, because every day can beat you down. Or as J.J. Watt likes to say in his Yahoo Fantasy Football, shut you down. So listen, here's one. I love this, right? You don't have to, I love this quote, genius is 1% inspiration. Okay, so I'm only 1% today. Hey, but let me tell you something. I'm dropping it like it's hot in here. Hey, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration, because you've got to work at it. Vince Lombardi, because it's in football season mode, said it best. Success only comes before work in the dictionary. So my point is, what do you want to do? Are you willing to work for it? Do you have constant subtle reminders that can help you believe in you, that can give you the inspiration you need so that you don't stop before the goal is attained or realized? See, so many people fall short. They just, oh, it's me. I gave it the best that I could. I can't give it anymore. Okay, I don't know. I'm not wired that way. But I know many people need inspiration. If it's from your book of faith, go there. What I'm trying to say is to give you some quotes that can drive you towards your path of success. And this is another Thomas Edison. And think about all the inventions. Think about his contributions that he made. And this will hopefully move you. If we did all the things we are capable of doing, we would truly astound ourselves. The thing I want you to think about, ladies and gentlemen, is don't create boundaries and borders for you. I want you to unleash your potential. I want you to unleash the best of you, bring the best of you to whatever you do or choose to pursue. Hey, that rhymed. I like it. Because the reality is, you're in that driver's seat. You have to drive that bus. Speaking of drive the bus, we're going to drive it off to a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
My question has to do with Social Security and...
With recent changes regarding two popular Social Security claiming strategies, you may have questions about your eligibility for benefits.
I'm almost 62 and I've made the decision I want to...
The Social Security Administration recently announced changes to file and suspend and restricted application claiming rules. Will the changes impact your strategy?
I'm not planning on cashing in on my Social Security until I'm 70.
Do you have questions about the latest changes to Social Security regarding file and suspend and restricted application strategies? Get the information you need by by calling the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
Learn the rules, the regulations, and the restrictions that affect you. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Hey, listen, I want to give a resource to you. Hey, if you need that support, if you need that constant reminder, I'm about to fire up a resource that's been dormant for a while. It's been in the works, and you can follow along. Go out to motivationaltransitions.com, motivationaltransitions.com, and what I want you to do is in the top right corner of my website, see where it says sign up for free newsletter? Someone broke the code. I've got to go try to figure out how to fix it. I apologize. It's all a mess in there. But what you can do, fill that out, sign up where you're at, and then email list, click on the Unleash Your Week newsletter. It's going to come out next Monday. It's going to come out starting next Monday, and we're going to dial it in. The whole purpose of the Unleash Your Week e-newsletter is to help inspire you to get you started in a positive path on your Monday. So many people dread Mondays, and I look forward to Mondays, believe it or not, because I believe in taking massive action on Monday, and the rest of my week, woohoo, baby, it's smooth sailing, or at least as smooth sailing as it could be, because life is sometimes unpredictable. But I work to try to take Monday by the horns. And because I'm an Aggie, I saw them off first. Apologize to those folks from that fan and fans of that school in Austin. But that's what I do. And I literally try to take care of Monday and take care of my business. So if you'd like to follow along, hop on out. Go out to motivationaltransitions.com. Up in the top right-hand corner of the page, click on sign up for our newsletter. And then make sure you sign up for the Unleash Your Week newsletter in the sign-up sheet. I've got to clean up the form a little bit. But hey, that's so that you can every Monday just get a message, get the Unleash Your Week e-newsletter in your inbox, and allow you to stay connected, inspired, and taking massive action for that day. With additional quotes, I always theme approach it. And again, I'm coming at it to beginnings and action starting next week. Beginning and actions next week. I truly hope that today has been an inspiration to you. It was my goal to give you information, tools, and resources about what you can do, how you can do it. And look, here's another quote by Herbert Baird Swope. I cannot give you the formula for success, but I can give you the formula for failure, which is to try to please everybody. See, the key is you need to be able to take action for what you want to do and what you want to accomplish. And with that, I bring up another quote that really absolutely resonates with where we're trying to go, what I'm trying to do, and how we're trying to accomplish and achieve that. You know, you need to begin with the end in mind. And here's an anonymous one. Only you can define where you want to go. Only you can define what you want to do. And this is just very, very simple. If your ship doesn't come in, swim out to it. Swim out to it. Define what success looks like for you. Success for me is, I hope that I gave you a lot of quotes to move you to take massive action today here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. That was my goal. You can let me know how we did. Hop on out to Facebook. Look for Unleashed Radio Hour. Hop on over to unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, if you click on the contact and connect, you can email me directly. Follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Do what you got to do. Hey, give a brother some love if you like the love that we're throwing down on the airwaves today. Let me know. I'd love to have your feedback. Hey, you can text into the show as well. I'll get the text after the show if you wish. 281-892-1972. That number again, 281-892-1972. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a blessed and wonderful week. Come back next week. We're going to dial it in. We're going to rock. We're going to roll. And Andy, we're going to roll it. Until next week, see ya!